One of the neat things that I like they do in PBS is that at the beginning, when you're talking about possibly starting school-wide PBS, is they have schools take a paper and they list all the teams that they have. You know, we have DARE and we have this after-school program and we have this, we have that, and you list all of them on the left-hand side. Across the top, you write what are the goals of these programs, and you start eliminating ones that, one, have no evidence. Two, that are duplicating efforts, and then all of a sudden you're starting to see there is time to be had here. You need to, you can't just add one more thing onto the plate. You need to look and see what's not working or what's just, you know, you have regular meetings once a month to do XYZ, to what end? It's extremely important that you take a really close look and do a resource mapping of what you're doing and what you have and where you're trying to go and what you're trying to do with your resources. You know, they always talk about doing the least amount of work to get the biggest amount of impact, and that's what you really need to be investigating when you're doing school-wide PBS.